My name is DJ Newby. I'm 16 years old.
My name is Akil Palmer. I'm 12 years old.
We interviewed Mr. Frank Francis on August 19th, 2015.
I like my childhood, but I just think we were more creative. I think we were outdoors more. We just enjoyed, seemed like, life a little more. What I mean by creative, we would find an old buggy that a woman may have discarded, a baby buggy, and we would take the four wheels off of it and make what you call a dinky. Well, a dinky basically is like a go-kart. And sometimes that may take us 3 weeks during the summer once we found the nails and the screws and things of that nature. The riverbank was like our little haven in the summer. We built pigeon coops, and basically we like trained pigeons. And we also like grew gardens. We grew our own gardens. There was a feed store on 9th and Market Street. And we would go down and just buy nickels worth of seeds and grow tomatoes and corn. If you get outside of your box, the Pittsburgh area has a lot of culture in it. There's more to Western Pennsylvania than just the blight you may see on Walnut Street or surrounding areas. Let's not stay boxed into one area and think this is life. I was drafted into the Army, so I did get to experience some of the world. I did not serve in Vietnam, but I was in the there at that air. I had a lot of great friends. They have 11 listed at the McKeesport Boys and Girls Club that died in McKeesport, but it was actually 26. McKeesport may have had 49 to 50,000 people at that time, and for us to lose 26 soldiers in Vietnam, I thought was quite heart-wrenching. I did attend college for 2 years. I went to school in Brooklyn, New York. I was studying accounting. I did that for a while because I was in banking before I joined up with General Motors, and I also attended CCA South Campus. I wanted to get into a home quicker. I wanted to start a family, and the opportunity with General Motors came along. It was probably a once-in-a-lifetime shot. They were paying well, and I just took the opportunity where it lied at that time. Basically, they told me the job would only be from 6 to 8 weeks. I took the job, and I wound up being there 32 years. Once I retired, I kind of let life come to me. I really didn't have any great plans. I'm pretty skilled in the yard, so I started up a small landscaping business after I retired, not trying to make a killing on any money, but busying myself, also giving a couple other guys in the community an opportunity to make a few dollars. Service work is a work that I truly love doing. There's no pay in it. The reward is just seeing others prosper from what you do. I'm just greatly indebted in a sense that God has turned me in the direction of doing service work. It comes from what I think your parents instilled in you while growing up. So that's what my parents inspired me to do, to always work hard and attend church. And I try to pass that on to my kids and my grandkids. If you work hard, success is going to come. Have your faith, work hard, and success will follow in that order.